Now, the statewide races in Wisconsin's August 9th primary election have had a flurry of updates in recent days. The Democratic Senate primary looks all but settled after three of the top candidates dropped out, and the Republican primary for governor has seen some major endorsements and spending in the lead up to next month's vote. We're catching up on all the latest developments in the top races on the ballot, and you can join in at 800-642-1234. What do you think of what has happened in the primary races in the Democratic race for Senate? Were you surprised that over basically the last week, Odlewski, Nelson, the number two through four candidates, dropped out of the race? And how about the GOP primary for governor? The big endorsements from former President Trump, former Vice President Pence, not the same endorsees. Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Anthony Chergosky is an assistant professor of political science at UW La Crosse. His specialties include American and Wisconsin political campaigns and elections, political communication, and mass media. Anthony, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you so much for having me again, Rob.
Let's start with the Senate. You've got Democrats seeking to challenge incumbent Republican Ron Johnson in that race. Polling, we had four candidates showing up in the polls to varying degrees. Now three of them are out. What happened?
It was quite a week, Rob. As you said, flurry of activity is the right way to put it. You had Tom Nelson drop out earlier this week for practical reasons. He had simply put run out of money, and it takes a little bit of money to run a statewide campaign for United States Senate. So he dropped out of the race, but the pivotal aspect of that was his endorsement of Mandela Barnes. In many ways, that was the first domino to fall. The second domino was Alex Lazary, who it seems had to make some tough decisions going into this week of campaigning and the final stretch of campaigning. He was apparently presented with a scenario where he would have to go negative on Mandela Barnes if he were to make up ground in this primary election campaign. I suspect Alex Lazary is looking toward his political future, and it may not have earned him goodwill within the Democratic Party if he had gone negative and gone on the attack against Mandela Barnes. He opted to drop out instead. And that left Sarah Godlewski as the main contender in the race against Mandela Barnes, and there just really wasn't a viable path for her with support coalescing around Mandela Barnes, those key endorsements coming earlier in the week. I had been watching for Godlewski to potentially drop out. That is exactly what she did. And now, as you noted, Rob, we have essentially this race decided with Mandela Barnes being, for all intents and purposes, the assured Democratic nominee going into the November election against Ron Johnson.
Among those four, did you see strong, you know, ideological differences or differences in, you know, the sort of policies they'd focus on?
Not really, Robin. That was the striking element of this campaign. There was not a lot of daylight between these four key contenders in terms of their policy views. There was also not any daylight between them in the key issue of reforming the Senate to get rid of the filibuster and get rid of that 60-vote threshold that most legislation in the Senate has to overcome to move forward. All of them were really on the same page on so many key issues. I think that made it difficult for the candidates to stand apart from one another. It's probably a big reason why the campaign remained so positive. There really weren't any negative attacks that went back and forth between the candidates, probably a product of the fact that in many ways they were on the same page on a lot of things.
People might look at that and say that's good for a candidate, that they didn't have a lot of damage, political damage coming out of a campaign. And yet I think there's a school of thought, Anthony, that says you want to get beat up a little bit in the primary. You want to be tested by the time you're against your main opponent in the general election. What do you think?
It's a fascinating question, Rob, and it's one that many political scientists have wondered about. On the one hand, you do want a tested candidate coming out of the primary election, a candidate who you know can handle the rigors of what is sure to be a highly negative and extraordinarily expensive general election campaign in this key election that could very well determine control of the United States Senate. On the other hand, a divided party coming out of a primary election is potentially problematic. So I think Democrats are probably coming out of this whole experience quite happy with what happened. Mandela Barnes had to run a difficult campaign. He had to run a campaign against some really talented and well-funded opponents. And he also avoided the negative attacks that may have been coming his way had Alex Lazary, Sarah Godlewski, or Tom Nelson opted for a different strategic path. I think Democrats are coming out of this quite pleased and quite optimistic about the course that this primary election took.
Talking to Anthony Chergosky, Assistant Professor of Political Science at UW La Crosse, rounding up a lot of news in the run-up to the August 9th primary elections here in Wisconsin. You can join in at 800-642-1234 with your thoughts on the Democratic primary field narrowing in the race for U.S. Senate to run against Senator Ron Johnson. Now we'll turn to the Republican campaign for governor to challenge Democratic incumbent Tony Evers. What do you think? What do you want to see happen? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. All right, we still have candidates in this race for the Republican nomination for governor. Rebecca Clayfish, former lieutenant governor, Tim Michaels, construction executive, Tim Ranthan running well behind them, legislator trying to overturn the 2020 election outcome, presidential election outcome in Wisconsin. Kevin Nicholson dropped out. Nobody else is dropping out there, Anthony.
No, that's right, Rob. And this has been quite a contrast to the Democratic Senate primary election, where you had a very positive campaign, not a lot of attacks going back and forth among the Democratic candidates for Senate. Boy, the intensity has really gone up a notch in the Republican race for governor. We've seen some attacks going back and forth between Rebecca Clayfish and Tim Michaels. Certainly, we've seen this proxy battle in the Republican Party between Donald Trump on the one hand, who has endorsed Tim Michaels, and Mike Pence on the other hand, who has gotten behind the candidacy of Rebecca Clayfish. So you've got fascinating internal struggles within the Republican Party playing out in this campaign. And you also have the attacks really ramping up between Clayfish and Michaels as Clayfish and her ally, Scott Walker, go on the attack against Tim Michaels over issues like right to work, the gas tax, and other matters that are hot button issues within the Republican Party.
Now, when all is said and done, does it really matter? Are Republicans will probably vote for whoever the nominee is against Tony Evers? Democrats are probably going to vote for whoever the nominee is against Ron Johnson. Do these battles really matter once we get into the general election?
Not really, Rob, because voters, as you noted, are so loyal to their political party nowadays. It might take a bit more healing on the Republican side after a hard-fought primary election for governor. There's really no healing to be done on the Democratic side because the major candidates in Nelson and Lazary and Godlewski have all pledged their full support behind Mandela Barnes. So the unification process on the Democratic side has already taken place and the primary election hasn't even happened yet. On the Republican side, though, there will have to be some unification, some healing, some coming together. At the end of the day, though, you are quite right. The Republican Party will be unified against Tony Evers, just as the Democratic Party will be unified against Ron Johnson. Voters are so loyal to their political party nowadays, and Rob, really motivated by opposition to the other side. And that is the ultimate unifying factor in politics. Republicans may have some hard feelings coming out of this nomination process, but they sure as heck can get unified in opposition to Tony Evers, just as Democrats might have had different preferences about their candidate for the United States Senate, but they can sure as heck get unified around their opposition to Ron Johnson.
We're talking to UW La Crosse political science professor Anthony Chergosky about the latest developments in the August 9th primary races in Wisconsin, looking mostly at governor and U.S. Senate. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. If you consider yourself a supporter of one party or the other, Did it matter to you who the Democrats ended up nominating for Senate? Did it matter to you who Republicans end up nominating for governor? Or you're just hoping for a strong candidate to beat the candidate on the other side that you don't like? If you consider yourself an independent, well, you're a rare breed these days, it seems like. But what do you think as you watch these primaries? What issues do you want to hear candidates for governor talking about, candidates for Senate talking about? Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We continue our talk with Anthony Chergosky, political science professor at UW La Crosse, with us today to check in on Wisconsin's statewide primary election races for governor, U.S. Senate, and more. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Phone's pretty quiet here. Maybe people aren't that interested in the primaries. Maybe you are just worried about the general election in November. Not a big deal, the primaries, or do you have strong feelings about what's coming out of the Democratic race for Senate, the Republican race for governor? Do you have questions? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Anthony, we did hear from Larry in Janesville, who's concerned. He's worried that the National Democratic Party might have urged, say, Lasry and Godlewski to drop out of the race. Do you think that the National Democrats would have an interest in doing that?
I think so, Rob. I think the National Democratic Party has every interest in pivoting to the general election. The race in Wisconsin is widely viewed as the Democrats' second best opportunity to flip a seat from red to blue, to gain a seat from the Republicans, with Pennsylvania being the best opportunity for Democrats to gain a seat. And there are just razor-thin majorities in the United States Senate, regardless of what happens in the midterm elections. Whichever party gains the majority in the Senate is going to have a razor-thin majority. So this thing is going to be a nail-biter. The Democrats are looking for any advantage they could potentially get in this Wisconsin race. And a great way to gain an advantage potentially is to pivot to the general election, move on beyond the nomination process, put their focus on defeating Ron Johnson. So I do think National Democrats, maybe they weren't pushing necessarily Godlewski and Lasry to get out of the race, but I'm sure National Democrats don't mind that this race is essentially resolved at this point and Mandela Barnes is almost certain to be the Democratic Party's nominee.
You mentioned razor thin. That is the kind of margin we sometimes have in Wisconsin elections. except for, a Tammy Baldwin kind of walking away with a race in her last election. We have some pretty tight races here. I wouldn't bet a lot of money in any direction, would you?
Oh, no, I sure wouldn't, Rob. The thing about Ron Johnson is he is uniquely polarizing, and that almost ensures a close election. Ron Johnson inspires the most intense supporters of almost any United States senator, just as he inspires the most intense opponents of almost any United States senator. Ron Johnson, there's just such strong feelings in either direction surrounding Ron Johnson. That guarantees a close race. And I expect this to just go down to the wire. Ron Johnson might win by a point or two. He might lose by a point or two. But as you said, Rob, I'm not putting any money on this race. It could go either way.
Let's go to another caller now at 800-642-1234. Carolyn is with us in Menominee Falls. Carolyn, hi.
My reason for believing the primaries are important is having been gerrymandered in 2010 and experiencing the restrictions of voting just even during the primary, I'm concerned about the direction of the country. And I believe to only correct that at this time is we have to vote up and down Democrat. My own state assemblywoman will not return my call or respond to it. I think they're unresponsive because there's no moderation when we're voting. We've been restricted, gerrymandered, so we have an extreme Republican group out there.
Carolyn. Thanks for the call. And Carolyn pointing toward, Anthony, something we haven't focused on so far, the race for Assembly and Senate in Wisconsin. And she mentioned, the way the partisan lines, the political lines are drawn there, it is a very, very tall order for Democrats to win a majority in either chamber.
Yeah, Rob, that might be one of the areas where there's no drama in Wisconsin politics, especially in a year like 2022, where the broader political context favors the Republican Party. There is zero chance of the Democrats winning majorities in the state assembly or the state Senate. Heck, even in a really good year for the Democrats, it's almost inconceivable that they could win majorities in either chamber of the state legislature. So it's an interesting situation that we have in Wisconsin, if you will, where our statewide elections are nail biters. Our statewide elections are just constant sources of drama, and they gain nationwide attention for just how close and competitive they are. And then on the other hand, we have a state legislature where the Republicans are firmly entrenched in the majority.
And thanks for that call, Carolyn. Anthony, that kind of raises the stakes in some ways for the governor's race. Complete Republican control, very likely if they win the race for governor. And Democrats at least see a backstop if they can keep control of the governor's office to prevent the state legislature from doing a lot.
Absolutely. It's going to be really interesting to see if Tony Evers leans into that message in his campaign, where he basically may go to the voters and say, look, the Republicans are going to be the majority party in the state legislature. I, as governor, can block them from enacting certain laws that the people may not want. I'm a backstop. He has referred to himself as a goalie, I believe, at one point. And that might be a compelling message for voters who are looking for moderation, as the caller said, where we may not necessarily get moderation from individual legislators, but through the give and take of divided government, you might end up with something resembling moderation.
It's not so much give and take as not talking to each other at all, but you know,
yes.
I guess it comes out the same. We're talking to Anthony Trigosky from UW La Crosse, political scientist there, looking at primary election season in Wisconsin. Want to go into your neck of the woods now, Anthony, and the congressional race in the district currently held by Ron Kind, a Democrat. He is retiring. This is, I think it's fair to say, the most potentially competitive race in Wisconsin, possible pickup, maybe likely pickup, depending on who you talk to, for Republicans. What are you seeing in that race right now?
Yeah, this is a race to watch for sure. Here in western Wisconsin, the La Crosse, Eau Claire, Stevens Point area, Ron Kind, the longtime incumbent congressperson from this area, retiring. We have four Democrats in the field. Very uncertain what the outcome of the Democratic primary here will be, in contrast to the Democratic primary for United States Senate. For sure, a highly competitive primary. So we're going to get a lot more clarity on this race out here in the 3rd Congressional District once the Democratic primary is over. But we do have clarity on the Republican side. Derek Van Orden is for sure going to be the Republican nominee. He is unopposed in the Democratic Party primary. He's gained a lot of attention for being in Washington, D.C. during the January 6th riots. He's been under fire for having using some campaign money to fund his trip to D.C. on January 6th. He brands himself as a staunch proponent of Trump and Trumpism. And so he's very much part of that wing of the party, very much an ally of Donald Trump. And national Republicans absolutely see this as a strong pickup opportunity. And Rob, that's because of the collapse of Democratic Party support in rural Wisconsin. The 3rd District out here in the West is quite rural. Ron Kind, the Democrat, had been able to hold his own in rural Wisconsin for quite a while, but it seems like those days might be over, where the Republicans out here in the West finally overcome those last holdouts, if you will, of rural areas and really complete their dominance of rural Wisconsin through winning this district potentially in November and flipping a key House seat.
I want to hear your thoughts on messaging once we get past the primary and into the general election. Already seeing Republicans saying Mandela Barnes, trying to brand him as a radical member of the radical left. Democrats saying Republicans, this is a party where the leader tried to overturn the results of the election, still is doing that. Do you think there's going to be a lot of focus on trying to make the other party look like the extreme party?
That is exactly what is going to happen as this general election campaign plays out between Mandela Barnes, presumably, and Ron Johnson. The different sides are going to paint the other side as the extreme side, if that makes sense. Ron Johnson is going to paint Mandela Barnes as a person of the far left, an ally of the far left. The Democrats are going to paint Ron Johnson as someone who is out of touch and has really gone in line with the extreme elements of the Republican Party. It's basically a mirror image, these campaign strategies that we're going to see unfold. The question, Rob, is which side will be most successful at painting the other side as the extreme one?
I won't ask you to predict any winners, but I think one prediction you can make, there's going to be a lot of money spent here in Wisconsin over the next few months.
Oh my goodness, yes. It is going to be extraordinarily expensive. Ron Johnson is a fundraising machine for himself and for his opponents. And so that is for sure going to bring in a lot of money to Wisconsin. This is going to be an unbelievably expensive Senate race. And you can bet that the same will be true of the race for governor. This is a highly competitive race for governor, regardless of who the Republican nominee is. And so in these statewide elections, we're going to see a lot of money spent. We're also going to see a lot of money spent out here in Western Wisconsin, that key third congressional district that we've talked about, a very expensive race to come there. So the money is going to be pouring in here in Wisconsin, and hope we get used to those political ads, because we're going to be seeing plenty of them going forward.
Anthony, thanks again for joining us.
Thank you, Rob.
That's Anthony Chergosky, assistant professor of political science at UW La Crosse, looking at the statewide primary elections in Wisconsin, some of the latest news, election day, August 9th.